It's time for the emergency break of the week.
North Texas Honda Dealers.com. I'm Bill Jackson. Talk radio. No, I'm not. I just read that.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Continue to lead their childhood years in the foster care system, I guess, huh? Jim? I guess he's not with us. Yeah, you still got us?
Yeah, well, you're kind of fading in and out.
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right.
The wheels are off.
And I have some information. I don't know how sound it is, but I believe one of those communities is developing WMDs.
All right. That's ridiculous.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Blew them all the damn away.
That's what you need to do.
This ought to be fun.
All right, maybe we'll do that.
Because he probably got eaten the damn up.
He's cussing weird this morning.
Yeah, he is. He's not taking this seriously. This is a very serious...
No, you and I are doing real broadcasting.
Yeah.
This broadcasting isn't real.
Leave me the alone, hell.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
We've lost him. His weekend's already started.
Yep, afraid so.
We give you three candidates. You vote on them at 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. I met the dude who goes through the transition of woman to male as a voter every week last night at Guy's Night Out.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, seemed like a good strong P1. All right, your three candidates this week. We start with the afternoon show. As you drive home from work, you listen to Mike Reiner, Corby Davidson, Danny Bayless. And Ryan's yesterday... didn't really know how to say Sharknado. He said it in a very formal and British way.
There will be round tables and all kinds of other fun stuff. In the meantime, we have a little Sharknado talk coming up.
Well, I'm Nado. Sorry, what?
Sharknado.
Sharknado, I guess it is. Sharknado. What is it, Nado or Nado?
Nado.
It's like, well, how do you pronounce tornado?
Tornado.
Well, some say it's tornado.
It's not like the 1980s. Oldsmobile.
Yeah, or whatever that was.
A Toronado, yeah.
That my dad got. Look what I got, son, a Toronado.
All right, well, we got Sharknado. How about that?
Sharknado.
That has been mentioned a ton the last few days. Sharknado.
Sharknado.
We got some Sharknado talk coming up here, Corby. So Ryan's up for any break with that. And speaking of the hardline... just this week, they had another problem. Now, this one's not on Ryan's. This one is on Corby. He was not ready for this live spot, talking about our very fine sponsor, the Diamond Doctor. And we get a disinterested Corby, and then we have a really funny Corby laugh once again to listen to.
He wants to get you into the best value he can for whatever you can spend. If you're a high roller... he's got something really great for you, but if you're not, he will work with you on this. Corby, we're in the middle of a live spot here.
Agree with, disagree with him.
You are damn right. Are we talking about the Diamond Doctor?
We are.
He is absolutely not listening to a word he
said. I love him. I love that guy. He's awesome. You know how many times I've been there? Like 1,000.
Okay. What else can you tell us about him?
Well, everybody up here from the station has been there. Jake, I believe, went there for his engagement ring. He'll go there for
biggest
his next
mistake
one
of
as well.
His life.
Well, yeah, he'll know that in a few
the
years.
The engagement, not going to the Diamond Doctor.
Right. Go there.
Yes.
He'll
go to the Diamond
you.
Doctor. If you're a Tacori guy, he is the largest Tacori dealer in Texas. What you need to do is stop by his new building, Preston Road at Sherry Lane, just south of Northwest Highway.
Anytime it devolves into go there, it's really gone wrong on the live spot. We don't have that laugh isolated, do we?
God.
All right, let's hear this at its entirety, because just think about it this. Just think of Corby just knocking down a vodka and tonic or something. They have to be drinking up here in the afternoon.
He wants to get you into the best value he can for whatever you can spend. If you're a high roller, He's got something really great for you. But if you're not, he will work with you on this. Corby? We're in the middle of a live spot here.
Agree with, disagree with him.
You are damn right. Are we talking about the Diamond Doctor?
We are.
Oh, he is God. Absolutely not listening to a word.
I love him. I love that guy. He's awesome. You know how many times I've been there? Like 1,000.
Okay. What else can you tell us about him?
Well, everybody up here from the station has been there. Jake, I believe, went there for his engagement ring. He'll go there for his next
biggest mistake of
his
life.
Well, yeah, he'll know that in a few years.
The engagement, not going to the Diamond Doctor.
Right. Go there.
Yes. Go to the Diamond Doctor. If you're a Tacori guy, he is the largest Tacori dealer in Texas.
Jeez.
What you need to do is stop by.
Doesn't Corby sound just like he's schnockered?
That laugh is one of the 7 natural wonders of the world.
It really is. All right, so we have Rhines as candidate number 1, Corby as candidate number 2, and ladies and gentlemen, he's back, TC.
This Ticket Ticker is a service of Napa Auto Parts. Sorry, guys. That's Ticket Ticker.
Sorry.
I'm TC Fleming on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
That was Napa Auto Parts?
Napa's got some real good information. We'll tell you later.
All right. On The Ticket.
On The Ticket.
They got some real good information.
Information. Not a great recovery for TC after that very awkward dismount to the ticker.
They don't have great auto parts. They have really good information.
Information. And he's going to tell you, but he can't wait to tell you about it. Later on. All right, one more time.
This Ticket Ticker is a service of Napa Auto Parts. Sorry, guys. That's Ticket Ticker.
Sorry.
I'm TC Fleming on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
That was Napa Auto Parts?
Napa's got some real good information. We'll tell you later.
All right. On The Ticket. The TC is back in the e-break. So those are your candidates, Rhines, Corby, or TC. 888-787-1310. Let's all vote the right way. This is America. Let's show the world that we know how to vote. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, George.
Hey.
You're a bitch, man.
That is not the start we were looking
for.
True. That is not the start we were looking for. It may be true. I don't know. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Yes, sir. I'd like to vote for TC.
And I love you madly, Georgia.
That's the guy.
That's the guy, yeah. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Gordon, I need you to answer a question.
Okay.
Do you have a wife and children? And doggy.
A wife and
God, that's
children.
Creepy.
Yeah. Oh, am I supposed to answer him? I'm supposed to answer the creep who calls up and talks that way?
He needs you to.
Sir, none to speak of.
Oh. Mm. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
You say Sharknado, and I say Sharknado, Sharknado,
Sharknado. Sharknado.
Rhines doesn't give hugs.
Rhines doesn't give hugs?
Yeah, I guess not, but there's a Rhines vote. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
I'd like to vote for Caitlyn Jenner's Ghost Dolls and Rachel McAdams' Prolapse Rectum. Thank you.
That is just weird.
And wrong.
Caitlyn Ghost Dolls.
Hello, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
I weighed in this morning. I'm 5'7", 204 pounds, and I want to fight so bad at fight night.
Okay.
Well, email p1@theticket.com. That's the proper channel.
Yeah, don't call in on the e-break. The last part of that. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Hey, Musers.
Hey, Triple Fake Tiger with Squelch.
Hey, are you guys doing the emergency break again?
Yeah.
I love it. You know who I wish could have voted on the emergency break of the week?
Who's that?
My dad, Earl, the very attractive black man who made sweet love to a sweet Asian woman and produced me.
Not fast enough.
Wow.
And not long enough.
Well, how about Rhines?
Okay. Well, at least we got a vote out of him anyway. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, yeah,
Mouse,
give a vote to Sharknado.
Yeah, sure. We'll take your Sharknado vote there. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Morning, ladies.
Hey.
How in the hell does TC keep a job around there?
Because he's a fine employee, sir. But thank you for your vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Okay. Hello, you're on Ticket AM and FM.
Hey, 8:04 in the morning. Mike Ducey coming at you live. Got a lot of sunshine. Corby, where you at, baby? George, you got no balls.
Oh, yes.
Don't say yes to that. Hi, you're on the ticket.
What's the equivalent for a TC tornado, like Sharknado? Oh, what would that be called, like a Regonado?
Maybe. Is that a TC vote or a Sharknado vote?
Yeah, give me the Regonado, sir.
Okay.
Get it?
We got it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello? You're on the air.
Sorry, guys. That's my vote. Oh, sorry. That's my vote.
What?
I don't know. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Vaginal size, born.
No.
Took him a while.
No. Don't show the world that. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for TC, and where's Bob Sturm?
He's on vacation this week. I think he'll be back Monday. Hello, you're on ticket AM and FM.
Vaginal slice born?
No. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for Dale Henson's Doug Butter Mustache, and a shout-out to Richard Reed, a.k.a. Fahey.
Okay.
Richard Reed, that's the... Shoe bomber,
yeah. Mm. Hello, you're on the ticket.
What's up, homos? Give me Corby and his dumb laugh.
All right, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Good morning.
Morning.
Hmm?
You suck.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Just give us a vote, man. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to responsibly vote for Reiner and shot me first, shot me last. Either way, George is gay.
Well, after all that, we have ourselves a winner, one Michael Reiner.
There will be round tables and all kinds of other fun stuff. In the meantime, we have a little Sharknado talk coming up.
Well,
I'm sorry, what?
Sharknado.
Sharknado, I guess it is. Sharknado. What is it, Nado or Nado?
Nado.
It's like, well, how do you pronounce tornado?
Tornado.
Well, some say it's tornado.
It's not like the 1980s. Oldsmobile.
Yeah, whatever that was.
A Tornado, yeah.
That my dad got. Look what I got, son, a Tornado.
All right, well, we got Sharknado. How about that?
Sharknado.
All right, there's Ryan's with another win. How many is that?
Third win this year, and he holds down fourth place overall, all time.
Hall of Famer. You don't have to think about
it. Yeah.
You don't have to think about Ryan's being a Hall of Famer or not. All right.